Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
A rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
My God, yes, Lord.
You got to know your word. You got to know what promises that God has for you in his word. This is why I tell you when you pray, be anchored in the word. Pray with the word of God. Effective prayer is anchored in the word of God. If we try to pray without it, our request may not be wise. Your prayers become tailored in wisdom when you pray with the word of God. But as you consistently read the Bible, the Lord will show us how to pray wisely according to his will. I want to encourage you and invite you, extend an invitation to come to know my friend, Jesus. Come to know him on an intimate level where you can actually tell me what are his favorite foods. Yeah, he has a personality. He also knows and he has favorite foods. What is his personal treat that he likes? He has a sweet tooth. What does he like to eat? Where he can, you can learn his demeanor and know what even the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of people don't even have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit is moving forth. We know the Holy Spirit is the comforter. We know the Holy Spirit is here. And when we speak in our heavenly language, that's the Holy Spirit. But a lot of us don't know the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit has a personality. And the Holy Spirit is very fun. He has a sense of humor that will blow your mind.
Amen.
You'll be surprised if you really got to know the Holy Spirit, how you'll be laughing with him. He'll crack a joke with you. He has cracked a joke with me. I was out to eat, and somebody said something, and I promise you, the Holy Spirit spoke so loudly in my ear, and it cracked me up. I said, did anybody else hear that? Nobody said anything. They said, no, I didn't hear anything. I didn't say anything. I said, oh, my goodness, Holy Spirit, you are so funny. But you will learn the Holy Spirit is a very good poet. He loved poetry. He loved to write. He was very eloquent in his writing skills. This is why it's important to know these things, because for those of you all who are authors, for those of you all that love poems and poetry and all of that, you can consult the Holy Spirit. He'll show you exactly how to write it out. How do you think the Word of God was written anyway? It was the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that told the scribes or told the people how to write things that even happened before them. So that as you all grow in this relationship, you too can have these type of testimonies where God showed you an accident before it happened. He showed you a new breakout on your body. Lord forbid you do have one, but he'll show you a rash. He'll show you something about your kids. You don't even have to know. You don't have to be stressing out. Where's my child at? I haven't seen them. They ran away from home. God will show you exactly where they are.
Come on. Yes, he will.
My oldest sister, she was a rebellious sister. She's older now, and thank God she's married, and that's going well. But when she was younger, woo, my oldest sister, she'll tell you, she was a terror. I have four sisters. Well, I'm sorry, including me, it was four girls. And my oldest sister was the one that just got beside herself, and she started running away from home when she was 13. That's very young. Some of you all got 13-year-olds. Some of you all, children are right around that age. Can you imagine your child leaving, just up, walking out the door, not coming back home? You in a grocery store or at a gas station in your neighborhood community, and somebody comes up to you and say, can you please come and get your child? They've been sleeping on my couch for the last 3 days. How embarrassing is that? My oldest sister, she would call the police on my parents, just outright lie and say that they were abusing her. They beat her to oblivion. So these caseworkers, they see real cases like this all the time, so they know what to look for. They came to our clean home, our spotless house, refrigerator full of food, looked at my mom and dad, interviewed them individually. They had to take my sister in the bathroom, have her stripped down naked because she reported she was being beat. So something should be broken or bruised on you. Skin soft as ever, clean skin, clear skin, and, you know, just all stupidity. So she was the one that even as she got older, you know, she had got pregnant and we took care of the baby and she would run away again and all this other stuff. She's done some stuff, my God, I don't even want to release on the line right now. But I'm telling you this because I've seen both times, my mom full of faith and my father full of faith, but it hurts because you are going through, your child is, you know, baby girl, but the streets is raising your baby girl. Then you got three siblings and you're wondering, are the other girls going to turn out like her? Are they going to think that they can get away with this? All types of stuff. And I would wake up in the middle of the night, see my mom on the toilet. She wasn't using the bathroom. She was just sitting on top of the toilet crying, boo-hooing. As a child, you feel helpless, but all you want to do is comfort your mom, and your mom just tells you, go back to bed, baby. I'm okay. I know what it's like. Both times, both, but they never gave up on her. They kept sticking in faith. But I never forget, I said that to lay the foundation because one time my mom was, you know, really in warfare for my sister, and she went crying out to the Lord. And she said, Lord, show me where my daughter is right now. And the Holy Spirit led her. He didn't speak to her. He gave her a feeling. So my mom was driving, and he said, don't turn down this street. Keep driving. Keep driving, keep driving, until she got maybe about six blocks up, and she said, make a left. He said, now park here. Nobody was there. Nobody was there on the street, on the sidewalk. He said, park right along this street in front of this house, and my mom parked. Not even 3 minutes, 3 minutes later, a car pulled up across the street from her, and out jumped out my sister going into another person's house with somebody else.
My Lord.
Will lead you to where your children are. You don't even know where they are.
Real.
My mom would grab my sister and really honestly grab her and take her back to the house for the little time she stayed there. But I'm giving you this example, and I have so much more. You don't even know my life. But I can tell you firsthand, it doesn't matter what you're in, a situation with your marriage, a situation with your children, even on your job. Let me tell you something. I can't be everywhere in one place. I've already given you a testimony about my family, my husband, how the Lord showed me who's in my house and all of that. The Lord even will show me before it happened how Andrew would clean up the house for me. Now, my house is not dirty, but it can get sometimes items misplaced and stuff like that. So the Lord showed my husband around the kitchen, putting this up, drying this off, straightening up this. And I said, wow, that's very nice of him. And I was going to share with him what the Lord told me, but I said, let me hold it back. I'm going to see if it come to pass. Sure enough, I went to work, came back. The Lord showed me to the detail of what was being placed where. It was actually in that actual place. The Lord will show you even the happy things.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to be all dramatic and all, you know, dealing with a bad kid. Yeah. But he'll show you even the good things, too. But even that, he will show you even to the extent of just your family, your loved ones, even your job. Why am I sharing this? To give you encouragement to know that you can have the same. I have a real relationship with God. I know what goes on my ministry. I may not speak on it, and I may not even come to you about it, but I know exactly where your heart is at. Because as leaders and as shepherds, that's what we're called to do, know our sheep. And God will make us aware. We know who's whispering, hey, calling people, hey, I heard this. I know all of that. We know when it happened years ago. We know when it's going to happen even in the future. The Lord has shown us, even in the future, some of the people that don't even know us, but who are going to come a part of this ministry, the Lord has already told us, watch out for that. The Lord has already shown us in detail an altercation that's going to happen in our parking lot with a person that's going to be so angry at lead pastor Andrew. But at that time, the Lord said we will have a bodyguard who carries a gun, but he will not shoot them because the Lord said it would not prosper. The Lord has already shown us, so we plan years ahead. We are ahead. God is already showing us what's going on in our future. But I'm saying all this to say that I had, before I moved down here, I had a job the Lord placed me at, and it was on a strict assignment. This is why we say stay prayerful, too, because it might not be your dream job, but God may have you there on assignment. The Lord already told me, he said, you're not here for a career. You are here to be my prophet and my judge. Executive pastor said that I am a judge in the spirit. She is correct. How can you be a judge in the spirit? We all can judge. Because the Bible says when you judge, judge righteously. But sometimes you are called to be a judge over people. And God honors and respects when you release the judgment over the land, it will honor. And God will honor and bring it down, uproot it, whatever you decree. So at this particular time, the Lord showed me that this organization was doing a lot of corrupt things. The Lord showed me that they were placing his name, because it was a Christian organization. They were placing his name on a lot of stuff, but they were not behaving as a Christian should. They were not following statutes or the principles of the Word of God. The Lord said, when you go into this place, I'm going to give you who to speak to. He gave me a dream. He showed me what to say, and the Lord opened up an opportunity. He told me to go to the second in command. Now, this is a multi-million dollar organization. They have offices all over the world, and here I am speaking to the second in command. The Bible says he said your gifts will make room for you and place you before great men. If you are faithful unto the gifts God has called you to work in, you have a great prayer life, you have a consistency about yourself, he will place you before great men. God placed me before a very great man, second in command for a multi-million dollar organization, and I walked into his office so firmly and stern, and I told him what thus said the Lord. I said, the Lord said he's shutting down this building. He will cause all of these hundreds of people to lose their job if you all do not repent and pray and call out unto his name. The man of God, about almost 7 feet tall, about a good 350 pounds, he started boo-hooing and crying.
My God.
This man is almost probably in his late 50s, early 60s. Looked at me and started crying. The fear of God fell upon him, and he said, I know what you mean. The Lord has been speaking to me about getting some things, because I'm telling you, it's a Christian organization, but it was adultery going on with between staff members. It was a type of it was substance abuse between staff members. I mean, it was all types of whoredom. And God said, how dare you put my name on this type of work and you are living like Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord will cause you to be a judge. So anyway, because I did what I did, of course the enemy was not happy. He wanted to continue to have people festering in sin and pollute what God was calling holy. So the Lord, I couldn't be everywhere at the same time. The Lord would show me in my prayer time and in my dreams the different whispering conversations. He would say, April, I want you to do this. I want you to bless this person. He would show me secret conversations, and then he would give me a solution on how to rectify and undo that curse. The Lord showed me at that time I had a supervisor. And my exact supervisor, my immediate supervisor, was a witch. The Lord showed me that. He showed me in her kitchen how she was cooking stuff, and he showed me on two accounts how she would consult a white witch. What do I mean by white witch? Somebody that deals in lightweight curses and spells. They weren't deep rooted and all of that. But we distinguished between white witch and dark witch. But anyway, she was a white witch, and the Lord showed me she was a black woman. And she was a beautiful person. I said, man, I would have never guessed she was a witch, Lord, because she's gorgeous. She was an older woman. She looked like she was in her early 60s. She's a black woman. She aged well, had long, beautiful hair that was like salt pepper color. I mean, it was gorgeous. And I said, wow, this is why it really pays to have discernment. Because some of these witches, a lot of us, we're so hooked on Hollywood. We expect the witch to have a long nose, a green face. We expect the witch to look all types of ways. You don't even know. They're the nicest people in their demeanor. It takes us to have discernment. That's why Paul said, of all the gifts to discern and pray for the gift of discernment, because it will mess you up if you don't have it. You'll be calling the people who are witches your best friends, because they are
my God.
And the people that you deem as ugly and maybe not important be the ones that's praying for you, and you don't even know it in your employment.
Mm.
Lord, she was solely my immediate boss, cooking in her kitchen. And she was preparing, I mean, you want to talk about delicious? She prepared this delicious cake. I mean, the Lord showed me in his vision. I went through her back door. I went up the stairs, and she was cooking in a pot, and she got it out with a spatula. And it was a golden pound cake. It looked like a pound cake, but it was circular. And it was just fresh, and she was preparing it. It had my name on it. The Lord said, do not eat anything that this lady prepared. I said, okay, God. He said, although it looks enticing, although it smells good, it is prepared for you to be a curse. Do not touch it. And it wasn't, you know, in the job I used to work with, they always had food. It was a big family. They tried to make it that way. But they always had food. People just bring, we had a lot of home cooks. People just bring peach cobblers. They have apple orchards in their backyard. They'll bring nothing but barrels and barrels of apples. They'll bring all types of lasagnas. I mean, it was not uncommon to have food. But the Lord was saying, don't eat anything, because she's preparing a curse of self for you. So what do you do? What do you do? When you are fighting a war for God, you are sent as a judge, and the Lord is showing you these things. Your immediate boss is literally a witch that's praying for you. She would call meetings trying to surprise me. The Lord sees he got your back. If you have a prayer life, he will have your back. I'm minding my business, and the Lord said, get up. Get up and go to your boss's office. I will get up. I didn't know what to do. I have a question. I didn't want to see the lady. And I walked in, and I was walking in on her preparing a secret meeting to catch me off guard with the head of the HR trying to get me fired. She got caught in my tracks, and I called her right then and there. The Lord said, I need to have a heads up. So we exposed it. I found out she couldn't catch me off guard, so now I know exactly when the meeting was taking place. So now the Lord says, since you know when the meeting is taking place, now you can begin to prepare and pray and fast for that and watch it shift in your favor. See, God won't let you get caught off guard, but you got to be obedient. You can't resist it. Some of you all, if the Lord says, get up and go to your boss, you're like, so what? I don't want to see that boss. I'm tired, Lord. I'm just going to sit here and wait out my time until it's time for me to get off. So then the Lord would say, okay. And you would have been caught with your panties down, as my mom would say. You would have been caught off guard when that emergency meeting with the HR. Now you would have been like, uh-oh, where did this come from? So I was obedient unto the Lord because the Lord, I had an open ear gate because I've been in prayer. I have a relationship with the Lord. And now I was able to pray, decree, and declare, and fast. And do you not know that three-hour meeting that lady tried to call on me with the human resources, it did not prosper. The whole time, the head of the HR department was siding with me and said, I command April. She acted accordingly. I command April. I agree with April. She did right. Everything that she tried to write down on her bullet list, yes, my boss had a bullet list of what she wanted to bring up before the HR to try and make me seem like I was not a great support to the organization and that I need to have my position dismissed. But what the enemy meant for bad, God was turning out for your good. This is why I speak so strongly about all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. I love God. Nobody can tell me differently. I love God. And that way, any attack that comes against me, all I got to do is keep being consistent in my prayer life. And I know it will turn out for my good, people of God. So that's why I tell you. And this is not the first time the Lord will give me a dream. He will show me different people on my team who were watching me to trip me up. The Lord will show me secret emails. Now, I'm not in these people's offices. I'm not in their business, but the Lord will send me in a way, in a vision, and show me the person typing out, and I zoom in on the computer screen, and he was talking to another head person in the company, talking about how I'm not a good asset to the company. They were trying to tarnish my name. Why? Because the people who were in sin were comfortable, and I came and I did a disruption. I caused the flow of their sin to be disrupted. I exposed the sin they were in, and they didn't like it. The spirits that were resting upon them did not like it. They like that they can come to work and have adulterous affairs. They like that they can go away and have these little getaways and say that they were going away on work business when really you were going away, my God, to go and screw around. And some of these people were preachers and pastors doing this mess.
My
and
God,
they were
Jesus.
All of this sin at this Christian organization. But the Lord showed me. So this is why am I sharing all this? Because some of you all, you stay up late at night. You let other people drive you to go and cry. Your tears and all of that, your blood pressure raised because your coworkers getting on your nerves and fussing at you, or your kids. You allow all of this stress to tear your vessel down because you're nervous. You don't know what they're doing. They're conspiring against me. But you can stand flat-footed and firm if you get a relationship with God, not a complaining life but a prayer life, and you actually learn who God is and how he can manifest, be your provider, be your peace. He could be your healer. He could be your judge. He could be your powerful battle axe. He could be all of that. And once you have a relationship, he will forewarn you so that you now have the opportunity to warfare in the spirit. You can actually change the outcome of what Satan is preparing for you. I know what I'm talking about. If it wasn't for the Lord telling me all of these different warnings beforehand, I would have been caught like a deer in the headlights. And I would have been stuttering. I would have been like, and who knows. But because I had a relationship, God was allowing me to change the atmosphere. It could have saved my life. If I didn't have a relationship with God, I would have ate that cake that witch prepared for me, and I could have had a great sickness and maybe could have took me out of here. A lot of you all are falling into snares and traps, or you're having a harder fight to fight because you don't know ahead of time what's happening. God wants to know, especially in this day and age, you need to know what's going to happen before it happens. He wants his people to have the upper hand. He wants his children, his sheep, he wants his followers, he wants us to have the upper hand on the enemy, on the world. He wants to know that the plane is going to crash before it crashes. He wants us to learn when the bomb is going to hit before it hits. He wants us to learn that the earthquake is going to happen before it happens. He wants us to learn, like I talked about last week, that there's a person that came into your sanctuary, your church, and had a gun on him, and now you finally got the discernment to know, wait a minute, something's not right. This person that just came in, we need to pray. I talked about that shooting that happened in the southern state, about how that man came in and shot up everybody, including the pastor. If there were some praying people in the church, they would have had discernment. That's what I'm talking about. The people come to your church about to blow up your people, kill your daughter, kill you, something in you. If you got a relationship that's going to holler and say, no, we need to have an altar call now. I don't care if the pastor's preaching. I don't care if the choir is singing. I don't care if we're in the middle of offering. Put the money down. We need to call in the name of Jesus, and that spirit will leave, and prayerfully that person will come to the altar and say, what must I do to be saved, and throw their guns right at the altar.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I know what I'm talking about. A prayer life will save your life. Literally, spiritually, and literally. But it all starts with you making that decision. So the Spirit of the Lord has spoken. We have to learn how to put prayer first. We got to learn who the great I Am is. And know
Amen.
God is.
Amen.
He wants you. He really wants you to get to know him on a personal level. It's not just for me to go around telling you about my experiences. But it's time for you to develop your own. It's time for you to be in awe of how God will protect you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. It's time for you to learn him on how a personal level he can be your Jehovah Rapha, your Jehovah Jireh, your Jehovah Nisi, Elohim, your Jehovah Adonai. It's time for you to know. It's time for you to know who Jehovah Shammah is. So, boy, it's time for you to know that he's Alpha and Omega. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. It's time for you to learn that for yourself. You can't get on the coattail of your pastors. You can't ride on the coattails of your dead grandma. You can't ride on the coattail prayers of your mama. It's time for you now to develop a prayer life for yourself. And I tell you, it will be rich and rewarding. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to pray for your people and speak to your people. Lord, I pray even right now, there's many, 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 hallelujah, nuggets of wisdom and seeds that have been sown into their life, that it would be planted, that they would even call back into memory this week, this day. But we will be tested even in our prayer life. Hallelujah, that you're going to send forth a test on this word, that they will pass. That they will pass it with flying colors, God, and they will prove themselves to be worthy, prove themselves to be faithful, prove themselves to be consistent. And, Lord, we thank you because we're going to put you first. We're going to schedule that time alone.
Yes,
we're going to pick
you.
A place. We're going to really go into our agenda and set aside some quality, uninterrupted
time. Yes, Lord.
We're going to be anchored in the Word of God, and we're going to pray with the Scriptures. Lord, I thank you because we're going to believe that you hear our prayers when we pray. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, that we're going to take, hallelujah, all of this wonderful
Amen. Wisdom
that you've given us, not just today, but last week and in the week before. Lord, that we're going to actually apply it and implement. You're all about implementation. You're all about applying the word and implementing it in daily life. And Lord, I pray that we would not fail you in this, that we would not hear this word and not become doers of it, so that, Lord, we're held accountable and responsible. But, Lord, you said, want to them to know better. And, Lord, I thank you right now, God, that we know now, and now we have no excuse. We can move forward having a successful relationship with you. And I rebuke any type of spirits of distraction. I rebuke any type of attacks on their prayer life, with their health, and with other people interrupting them, with their children, with their spouse, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now that they will persevere no matter what to prove to the enemy that he cannot slow him down. They cannot slow her down. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are a liar, and I give you no authority or territory to touch God's people as they pursue a relationship with God. You have no, hallelujah, power or authority in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, and I come humbly asking this on behalf of your people. Let all of God's people on the line shout amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.